Unit 16, Recording 20.
First of all, thank you for giving me the opportunity to come and talk to you this evening. I'm sure you all know the area, a couple of miles out of the village, known as the Norton Marsh. You've probably also heard that the marsh has been given to the NWT to look after. Unfortunately, the marsh has been neglected for many years. It's overgrown, paths have disappeared, and the stream running through the area is blocked by rubbish. Our plan is to return the marsh to its natural state as far as possible. We'd like to follow the example of what they've done at Broadstone Park, which many of you will have been to. A few years ago, it was a wilderness. Now, it's a thriving nature reserve full of animal, bird and plant life, with a popular nature trail for visitors. Broadstone Park is part of the Montague family estate and, as such, was largely funded by private means. As a charitable trust, we have to rely on contributions from the public, and we have to face up to the fact that we don't have the resources at the moment to achieve our aims. Don't worry, I'm not asking you for your money this evening, but I am asking for your help. We're looking for volunteers to help us work on the marsh over the next few years. For example, we need people to clear the vegetation, maintain paths, clear the stream, and build fences. Clearing the vegetation is something that is urgently needed. But why should you volunteer? Well, the reason for most people is that they want exercise and fresh air. And it's also good to know they're helping the environment. There's a great social side to the NWT too. I can guarantee that you'll make a lot of new friends. And we organise barbecues and other social events. If you don't fancy the physical work that's involved at the marsh, you can still help. We also need people to address envelopes, deliver promotional material and publicise the NWT on the internet. Whether you help with the outdoor or indoor work depends on you. It's entirely up to you to decide how much time you can give to work at the NWT. We will be very grateful for whatever time people can spare. 9 o'clock is when we usually meet on Saturday and Sunday mornings. Just come along to the marsh and we'll show you what to do. You don't have to make a decision tonight. You can get in touch with me at any time. If you've got any questions about what I've said so far, I'd be very happy to answer them.
What you've told us is very interesting, and I'd like to be involved, but I'm not a member of the NWT, and I've heard it's quite expensive to join.
The fact that you're not a member of the Trust makes no difference. We're just looking for people with enthusiasm, commitment, and some spare time.
Can I ask why the marsh was given to the NWT?
Mr. Reynolds, the man who gave us the land, has been a supporter of the NWT for many years and wanted us to take over the area a long time ago. Unfortunately, he'd been in a dispute over property with his brother, and there was some debate as to whether he could legally give us the land. That dispute has now been resolved, so he got his wish, and the land is now ours.
I'd like to be involved, but I don't know whether or not I'd be able to come on a regular basis. Would that be a problem?
Not at all. Come when you can. You'll be made very welcome.
I don't have a car. Does the NWT organise lifts to the marsh, as I don't know if I can get there by public transport?
There is a bus, the number 45, that goes from town past the marsh. Although I can't remember whether it runs on Sundays.
No, the Sunday service was cancelled a while ago.
Anyway, we organise lifts for people who don't have their own cars. And each weekend, one person is responsible. You can phone whoever is in charge of arranging lifts on the weekend you want to come, and we'll make sure someone will collect you from your home. And take you back, of course.